I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day.
Welcome back,
long.
Folks. You're tuned into the second hour of the American Freedom Party Report, and we're having a jubilant couple of weeks as we celebrate the victory of our cousins in Europe in the recently held European Parliament elections. And I know this may sound a little bit, you know, a little bit different. It's not the stuff that you and I have been studying and hearing about. Here in America, we're somewhat insular in our politics. In the past, haven't paid that much attention to European politics, but that's something that's changing. It needs to change, and it's along the lines of a great saying back in November of 1939 by Charles A. Lindbergh, who I mentioned earlier. He wrote in an article in Reader's Digest magazine for November, which was at the time the most popular magazine in the world, the largest magazine in America. DeWitt and Lila Acheson Wallace published it, both patriots, European patriots, European-American patriots. The magazine has a circulation of 12 million. And in the feature article, in the middle of the magazine on page 64, an article entitled Aviation, Race, and Geography, Charles Lindbergh wrote that our future was bleak unless we band together to preserve that most priceless possession, our inheritance of European blood. And in that very short sentence, he says it all. The imperative is that we band together, that we do so to preserve a most priceless possession, and that is our inheritance of European blood. And that's the whole, that's as far as I know, that's the shortest, most pithy summation of the imperative before us that I've ever heard or seen in print. So I was most happy to find out that Charles Lindbergh and I are 22nd cousins, one time removed, on the fabulous pages of Ancestry.com, a website where you can find out your own, and I assure you, glorious connections to your glorious people, which most of us have been completely unaware of. I know in my family, neither my mother nor my father, who are sadly gone now, so I can't share these wonderful revelations with them. They had no idea that our family had any connection to any particular distinction of any kind in history or literature or the arts. We thought ourselves as Nebraska dirt farmers, and we were too busy with all that hard work and raising those children to have kept track of the ancestry that we came from, which was pretty extraordinary. Which is true for all of us. That's why I say ancestry.com will change the world, because it will change your view of yourself and who you are and where you came from and what your duty therefore is. Here's an article that appears on the OccidentalObserver.net. That's Kevin McDonald's webzine, AFP Board of Director member. And it's called Update on Imperium Europa and the European Parliament Elections. Now, this will be refreshing. This is by Ted Salas, S-A-L-L-I-S, who is a writer for the Occidental Observer, .net. And I'm going to skip through this because it's very extensive. Several months ago, I wrote about the campaign by the Maltese pan-European racial nationalist group Imperium Europa, who were running candidates for the European Parliament elections. The election is over, so I'd like to summarize what happened, what I have learned, and what lessons can be derived. Listen closely, folks. Mr. Salas has a lot of wisdom to impart. The results from Malta are here. It's that little island in the middle of the Mediterranean, which is a member nation of the 28-member EU. Imperium Europa did not win any seats and got less than 2% of the vote, but they did substantially increase their votes from the last election. I'll skip down here. He says, I always find amusing those who have to explain far-right votes as, quote, the people really don't believe in it, but it's just a protest vote against WYZ. Really? How is it worrisome then? And why can't electoral results be viewed at face value without constant spin? After all, I'll skip down here a little bit. In other parts of Europe, the voters were better. Now he's leaving Malta and going to the rest of Europe. Thus, with respect to Europe as a whole, the far-right results were mildly encouraging. Now, I think they were spectacularly encouraging, but I'll take mildly encouraging from Mr. Salas's analysis. The moderately far-right Front National in France and the United Kingdom Independence Party in the UK did best, finishing first, as did the moderately rightist Danish People's Party in Denmark. But I also note that the most radical group, Golden Dawn of Greece, that the moderate far-right parties refused to work with, had outstanding results, finishing third in Greece. Keep in mind that the establishment labels Golden Dawn neo-Nazi and has seen fit to throw its leaders in prison. These data, he puts out a chart, show that Wilders, that's Geert Wilders, moderate pro-Israel Dutch People's Party, also finished third in the Netherlands. Thus, the radical Golden Dawn, subject to intense suppression, finished no worse than a moderate rightist party that kowtows to the Israel lobby. Now, that's a very good analysis right there. Besides Malta, results in some other nations were disappointing. For example, in Germany, with the NPD, won a single seat in the European Parliament. I think that's great. That's a first. And in Bulgaria, the radically far-right Ataka party got no seats, and they had some earlier. On the other hand, in Hungary, the, quote, extremist party Jobbik finished second. In Sweden, the Swedish Democrats finished respectively with 10% and a couple of seats in the Parliament. In Italy, the Lega Nord won 5 seats. The Freedom Party of Austria won 4 seats with 20% of the vote. And the SNS in Slovakia got no seats. Vlaams Belang in Belgium won a seat. The tendency in many of these nations, like Malta and the USA, is that rightists, in quotes, do not want to, quote, waste their vote, unquote, on, quote, unelectable extremists, unquote, and instead actually waste their votes on electable establishment conservatives who are no different than the left on all matters of true importance. I like that verbiage. Taking a glass half full approach, writes Ted Salas on Kevin McDonald's website, some of these results are indeed encouraging, although given the level of the crisis in Europe, one could have hoped for better. A big problem is that one can question whether these groups really represent our ethnic genetic interests and our high culture. Some of these parties have been watered down and moderated, or were never radical. To start with, the Lega Nord is mostly a regional secessionist party. That's of northern Italians, although they do take a healthy attitude toward overall third world immigration. The Swedish Democrats, we'll come back to the Swedish Democrats in just a moment. Stay tuned.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Welcome back. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report, and the report we were just reading is from the OccidentalObserver.net, Kevin McDonald's fine webzine. Professor McDonald, board of directors member of the American Freedom Party, and one of the great theoretical minds of our cause, almost across the board, really everywhere, respected everywhere in the world. In our cause, and everybody relies on and quotes Kevin McDonald's original science. He is a professor of psychology specializing in evolutionary psychology and has written some of the foundational books on how Europeans can rescue their biological existence as a people, how they can halt their dispossession in Europe, in all the countries of Europe, in all the European nations of the world, America, Australia, Argentina, Canada, New Zealand, everywhere Europeans have built nations, we are being dispossessed, in the words of Wilmot Robertson and his 1970 book, The Dispossessed Majority. I've got George on the line. George, thank you for calling.
Great show today. Excellent topic. Really enjoying it. Have an observation. It's certainly fun to watch the way the election results have been presented in the traditional left-wing views. Nothing's more bizarre than reading an article out of the Worldwide Socialist website. Glad you brought that on.
Well, yeah, thank you. And the our enemies, people who really don't care about much of anything and don't pay attention, don't write articles on anything, but our enemies do pay attention to us and they worry about us, and they worry for good reason, because if their plans are foiled by us, they're in hot water. And I love what Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter at CPAC, at the Conservative Political Action Conference. I wish I had the quote right in front of me, but it was a wonderful moment. Ann Coulter is a big feature at CPAC. There are 10,000 attendees. For those of you who have never been there, it's in Washington, D.C., every year. And 10,000 right-wing, almost entirely white activists, most of them young, come to one of the premier Washington, D.C. hotels, which they take over completely, and usually they take over completely the adjoining giant hotel. And then you have a parade of congressmen, senators, presidents, vice presidents, very powerful people at these events. And supposedly what's being represented is conservatism. And Jared Taylor wrote a great column. He wrote, "Where's the C in CPAC?" after he attended the last one. And he said there was the one real man at CPAC was Ann Coulter. And she gave a speech in which she said, "Listen, boys and girls, if the immigration invasion continues and you are replaced, you're demographically replaced, that's game, set, match. It's over. It's permanent." And then in a really mysterious comment, and she said, and then the death squads get organized. And then the death squads get organized. That was Ann Coulter. And so it's going to be interesting to see if she's back at CPAC next year. But I mean, what a strong comment from this lady. In this analysis that we're reading right now, George, Ted Salas, he's addressing exactly the point that Ann Coulter's talking about and that you're talking about, which is that the I'll get to it. He says he's talking about the fact that the different nationalist parties are starting to get into a peculiarly right-wing phenomenon, which is nitpicking each other. And it does seem like groups such as the Front National, UKIP, PVV in the Netherlands, and some of the other rightist parties as well, want to stake out a niche nestled in between the establishment right and the far right extremists. In the short run, it seemed to have worked, but in my opinion, it cannot work in the long run, because that on the fence, neither fish nor fowl position is not stable. They will be pulled in both directions, and in the absence of a rock solid, quote, extremist, unquote, ideological foundation, The pull of the establishment with all its money, power, media influence, prestige, and myriad NGOs will be far more powerful. These niche rightists find it easy to denounce and distinguish themselves from those farther to the right. However, it will be more difficult to distinguish themselves from the establishment without themselves promoting, quote, extremist, unquote, policies. If the niche right doesn't have the stomach to move far enough right from the establishment so as to be truly unique, they will eventually become merged into the establishment. And he says it would be a bad outcome if the FN and UKIP simply replaced the already existing conservative parties in France and the UK, becoming a new aracial establishment right, leaving the true right empty and leaderless. Again, he writes, time will tell. But there is really no excuse for them to fire political salvos to their right. I think it was Pat Buchanan who said that. No enemies to the right, or was, I don't know who said that. Anyway, that's one of the dynamics going on, and that we're watching on this show is how the jockeying is going among these victorious parties. And we were just talking about the fact that Marine Le Pen and her new grouping, which will get heavy funding, needs only two more MEPs, and I didn't get to that part of the article, but they do believe that they will get the two additional MEPs they need to tap into tens of millions of euros of funding. And, you know, this will, the five parties that she's organized have already 38 MEPs, and they will already draw 19 million euros in salaries over the next 5 years. They will also get other grants of 40 million euros, and it's a big pile of money here. As I say, Guillaume du Rocher said he thought $110 million would come into nationalist parties in 1 year. Not over 5 years, but in 1 year. So I guess over 5 years, if his analysis is right, we're looking at $550 million.
Hey, James, I want to offer one more observation on what you just said. This magnificent event overseas, there's a lot of money at stake, and European parties have that, which we don't have, which is money. And it's not just the potential of, you know, being paid, you know, politicos of the EU, but there's some fairly deep pockets over in Europe that we are unable to come up with on this side of the Atlantic. So I enjoin the Freedom Party and the Foreign Secretary. We'd love to hear from him and have him weigh in on this, because it would not hurt for all these fancy new successful parties to at least put in a good word for the fledgling Freedom Party in USA.
Yes, and that project is underway. And one of the difficulty. Hang on, George. I'm going to answer that your question here right after this break.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back. As we head into our last half hour of the American Freedom Party Report, this is your host, James Kelso, coming to you live from North Dakota. We are live here every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. and eager to take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. George was asking, who's on the phone right now, was asking about our foreign secretary, and that is Dr. Tom Sunak. Dr. Sunak is based in Zagreb, Croatia, which is a member nation of the EU and did just vote in the European parliamentary elections, sad to say. And Tom would share that thought. Tom's time zone is 6 hours after our close of our show on the East Coast, which is 9 p.m. So we close at, let's see. Add 6 hours to that, and it's pretty late. It's the middle of the night for Tom. So that is restricting somewhat our ability. He is very eager to be on the show and talk about the European results. And what I think I should do is do some interviews with him, record some interviews with him during the day, his day, and then bring those to the radio here during our two-hour show. And because Tom is traveling all over Europe, he is doing that. We talked about that in the board of directors meeting today. He will be traveling all over Europe in the next month, speaking in front of patriot groups, spreading as a member of the board of directors of the American Freedom Party, spreading the word among our cousin parties in Europe, about the American Freedom Party. And the so by way of answering your question, George, about getting Dr. Sunik on the airwaves more, he's been a guest on this show and waking up in the middle of the night to do so. The let me give you here's another little bit of astute analysis, George, if I may. And this is from Ted Salas. This is on, I know, a website that I'm sure you enjoy, which is theoccidentalobserver.net, the webzine of Kevin MacDonald. And some people would say, and I don't mean to embarrass Kevin, but some people would say, I would say it, the smartest man in our cause, the most astute observer that our movement has produced. And nobody would put him anywhere less than the top handful. Anyway, in this article, it says, Ted Salas says, he says, and moderation, we mentioned, he said, there's really no excuse for firing political salvos to the right by anybody. And he says, and moderation is no guarantee of even short-term success. Now, he points out, as Geert Wilders, that's spelled Wilder, Geert Wilders' disappointments show us. Now, what he's referring to is the fact that Geert Wilders' Dutch Freedom Party had one of the, if you could call any of the showings disappointing, a disappointing showing. They actually lost power, some power, and they did much less than they were hoping to do. Salas writes, one can be properly, as Geert Wilders is, properly pro-Israel, nicely moderate. One can denounce extremism, as Geert Wilders has done. And while you may have some success, you still won't be able to match pre-election predictions. You will still be blocked from the corridors of power. And guess what? The tribe is still against you. And against the very principle of European nationalism, no matter how much you grovel. I think that's a very astute analysis there. And then Salas goes on, comparing, say, the Front National to Golden Dawn, which is the Greek Nationalist Party, one can see the strengths of each. Front National is superior when it comes to marketing, image, political skill, and, of course, mainstream electoral success. Golden Dawn is superior when it comes to ideology, commitment to principle, and the radical vision to identify real problems and their solutions. Now, I realize that some would argue that the Front National's success in marketing, politics, and image is precisely due to their moderation, and one can never make truly radical politics palatable to both the masses and the elites. However, I do not believe this is truly so. Likely, radical politics can be imaged up for greater political success. The truth, I think, is closer to this. The type of person attracted to more moderate politics, pragmatic, flexible, materialistic, cynical about ideology, more short-sighted, more interested in power than in ideas, this type is much better at marketing, image, and manipulating public opinion. On the other hand, the type of person attracted to more radical politics, idealistic, inflexible, far-sighted, and visionary, more interested in ideas than in the mechanics of political power, this person is more politically, is not very good at marketing image and playing the political games of compromise and intrigue. One thing the right in Europe needs to be aware of is the danger of complacency. That's a fundamental difference between left and right. The left never tires, never gives up, is never satisfied, and always is pushing. The right loves to declare victory and go home, letting the left surge back and get their agenda done. The relative success of the right in the recent elections, particularly in certain countries, will be meaningless if the Third World continues to invade Europe, if Europeans are by law prohibited from even speaking out in defense of their own ethnic interests, if native birth rates continue to plummet and all sorts of perversions spread. The right needs to be dynamic, revolutionary, never satisfied, always pushing, always fighting, always aiming upwards and forwards. And he says, I tend to doubt that the moderate niche right has such a character. So we must hope that the, quote, extremists, unquote, can step up and do the work to save Europe and the West. So, and I agree with Ted Salas here. So he says, well, he goes on to echo the thoughts of Pat Buchanan in columns we read here on this show, that that European man is dying out, that this is, in fact, a critical moment. I'm quoting Pat Buchanan, and I'm really looking forward, George, to a full analysis of this election from Pat Buchanan. I'd like to see a book from him on this election. He says in writing, he wrote this, and we read it back March 13th, he said, "European man is an endangered species. European man is dying out." And he's referring to the United Nations projections for the populations of all of our nations and the mixture, the percentages of European to non-European in all those nations. And Buchanan says, "This is how the world ends," as T.S. Eliot said, "not with a bang, but a whimper." If we are simply replaced in our own nations. And so, you know, some sort of a moderate niche approach is not going to be sufficient to stop our dispossession. You know, I'm really looking forward to this. George, it's going to happen in your lifetime and mine and all the audience to this show. It's going to happen right before our eyes, folks. We are either, I'm sure we're going to do it, but I believe very deeply that it's going to happen, a great, great resistance to our being wiped out in our own nations is going to roar to life. That what we're seeing in Europe is just the beginning of that, and it will really be something. A little bit older than some of you in the audience here. I'm 66 tomorrow on June 8th and born in 1948. So I've seen a lot of this happen in my lifetime. I've seen a lot of the dispossession of Europeans in America. I'm very confident that the rise of such things as the American Freedom Party and this radio show and the sorts of patriot activities that the listeners to this show are engaged in are the beginnings of a tremendous resistance and a tremendous revival and renaissance of our people. So I guess you count me in the camp of the optimists. And actually, that's the American Freedom Party itself is fundamentally an optimistic act. What we're saying by our very existence is that we're saying politics is not futile, and we're urging you to get involved. And sadly, in the right, I think you mentioned this, George, in some of your past commentary, there has been some gloom and doom on the right, and there have been some people who have thought that politics was futile or that it was too late for politics, and we disagree respectfully. We say that, in fact, our chances for fixing the problem and for saving ourselves are very good, and that politics is a very necessary part of that, and the time for that is now. So we hope to have an American Freedom Party reporting to you folks with similar great results in the near future. We've got a break coming up, and then we'll have our last segment, so stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in
taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome back, folks. This is James Kelso, and we're on the American Freedom Party Report. George, if you're still there, I should let you go. I don't want to keep you on the phone. Thank you so much for your commentary. Any last thoughts you want to give the audience? George may have already... George, it may be already gone. The... folks, we've got one segment left here. I might be able to squeeze in a call if somebody calls in. Here's Trey in Texas. Trey, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I would like to wish you a happy 66th early birthday.
Well, thank you so much. Grandma's making me a lemon cake tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. And I'm told we're even going to have steaks.
Ooh.
So the, you know, I'll tell you, I'm so glad to be healthy and, you know, with all the prospect. Thank you so much, Trey, for that. And I, you know, I have very good health. So I have the prospect of being here for such a tremendous moment in our history. You know, I mentioned earlier that I've just found out this week I'm a cousin to Thomas Alva Edison, who was a nationalist patriot, and to Charles Lindbergh, who was a great nationalist patriot. But these incredible men did not live, I think, to see the critical moment in our history. Thomas Edison's era, slightly before that of Lindbergh, was very critical. The First World War and things like that, very important, happened. That was the era of Charles Lindbergh's dad, also named Charles Lindbergh, who tried to keep us out of World War One, that catastrophe. Then World War II, the catastrophe of that war, was the center of Charles Lindbergh's life. He was the premier figure in the America First Committee, which attained a membership of up to 800,000 people. He spoke to packed audiences at Soldier Field in Chicago, packed audiences in Madison Square Garden, and darn near kept us out of the war. It was the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, that finished off the America First Committee. But those men, they as critical as that time was, the time, Trey, that you live in, that I'm young enough to feel that I will be, I will see this through. This is the critical moment in the trajectory and the history of our people. And all that Lindbergh believed in and Edison believed in and Henry Ford believed in and your ancestors and mine is at stake now. This is one of those, you know, all-in moments in card playing. You know, we're all in. And the whole future of our people is at stake. So exciting things. You know, we don't know exactly the shape of that these exciting things will take. But the reason I have great confidence, Trey, is that there is greatness in our people. You know, people like Edison and Ford and Lindbergh, they are characteristic of our people and their genius and their the beauty of their thinking, the inspiration, the inspirational nature of their lives. We have with us that genetic heritage is with us today. And so we have Lindberghs and Fords and Edisons among us today, and they will emerge. And, you know, the you know, people who want to kowtow and, you know, don't want to fight and, you know, are afraid of the prospect of some difficulty, they're going to fade to the background. And it will be the Lindberghs and the Fords and the Edisons who come to the fore. And so I'm very excited to see this happen in the next few years. Out of this European election, some of these leaders will be that way. And I agree with Ted Salas, who thinks that people who clearly define themselves as being pro-European and for the survival of our people, and who reflect Pat Buchanan's thought that European man is is an endangered species, and are openly willing to say that these people will be the ones who inspire. And so I'll share that thought at our birthday party tomorrow, Trey. I see you're down in Texas. And any other thoughts that you have on how things are going with our cause here in the United States?
No, I was just going to wish you happy birthday because I'm just 11.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Trey. Thank you for calling. And thank you for listening to the show.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you. I've got a real good friend with that name down in Texas, and I hope he's listening in. You know, in just a couple minutes that we have left, I'd like to highlight on this thought of where temporizing and compromising is not necessarily going to produce a good result. Geert Wilders and his Party for Freedom, the Party for the Vrijheid in Dutch, Party for Freedom, PVV, did not do well in these elections. And they did pretty poorly. In the 2014 European Parliament election, they won 4 out of 26 seats. And they I'm looking for their vote percentage here. But the Golden Dawn in Greece did quite well and was quite explicit and quite bold in its statements. So I agree with Ted Salas that the success in these elections is not measured by how much one moderates one's message. But we're going to be seeing here with the European, with all these different parties, the Sverige Demokraterna, the Swedish Democrats, the Austrian Freedom Party, we were talking in today's board meeting of the American Freedom Party, we were talking about the Swiss People's Party, which AFP board member Dr. Adrian Krieg, he said he's been analyzing these European elections. He thinks the most successful of the nationalist parties in Europe is the Swiss People's Party, which is in fact in power now in Switzerland, not a part of the European Union. The Swiss are smart people, and they like the Progress Party in Norway, also smart folks who stayed out of the European Union. They are very successful. But we will find, by studying these European successes, we will find pointers, guidelines for our work here in America. And as was mentioned by our enemies in that left-wing communist article, terrified of the European election results, we are, in fact, we are in constant contact with the European parties, and we will be sharing their experiences and learning from here in America. We invite you to join. The way you can participate in this whole revolution is get involved with the American version, the American Freedom Party, at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. It's easy to join. $25 will put you in the party for a year. And we will we'll keep you updated on party events and look forward to you being one of the pioneers of the American version of what's going on in Europe. And, you know, something else I look forward to reporting that I have not reported on the show is what's going on in Australia. There's so much going on, it's hard to keep track. Tom Sunak is very up on what's going on in Australia with his friend Frank Salter, and Kevin McDonald's also a friend of Frank Salter. We ought to, in a future show here, we'll report to you on how our cause is doing in Australia. In Argentina, which people don't realize is a white nation, in Canada. Of course, we have had updates from Canada with our international advisor, Paul Fromm, coming to you from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And New Zealand, of course, is also a nation, a European nation, that gets little studied here in America. But along the lines of Charles Lindbergh's quote, what you're seeing happening around the world is we're starting to think of ourselves as a European people, a collection of European peoples who have incredibly great amounts of our DNA in common, as Frank Salter points out in his great science. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you again next week, same time, same station. This is James Kelso saying so long for the American Freedom Party.
Financial uncertainty.